And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
Going great, actually. So it sounds like the economic downturn and California prison reform caught the attention of listeners this week.
That's right. Linda Kinlaw, who listens to us from Madison, Alabama, sent us these thoughts after she heard Monday's segment about a court order to reduce California's prison population. She wrote, "We had a system that was working, but educating people in prison was rebuked by politicians who saw the rationale of educating and rehabilitation of human beings who commit a crime as voting capital. Lock them up and throw away the key was popular. Prison systems are a business, and look at who's running them."
Then listener Reg Edwards of Randallstown, Maryland, mused after a segment on the economic downturn. He wrote, "I remember something Malcolm X suggested as a way to strengthen yourself, your family, and your neighborhood. I'd love to see if contributor Dr. Julianne Malveaux feels it is relevant today. Basically, he stated that one should buy and do business with the people that are closest to you, that is, family, then neighbors, then neighborhood, etc. It seems that even the buy from your local farms movement has a similar philosophy."
Then Camille Cox commented on our website after hearing the segment on the black and white comedy duo Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen. She noted, "I think it's unfortunate that this book is not getting enough press coverage. In the age of Obama, it seems that the press is still brainwashed to think that we can't get past racial issues."
Daniel Federa in Evans, Georgia, wrote in after he heard a listener lament the state of black media tied to the cancellation of News and Notes. He wrote, "I didn't realize that News and Notes was black media." That's in quotes. "News and Notes is one of my favorite programs, topical, well-read, and well-produced. Maybe at some level I recognized some of the reporters and commentators were black, but for me that was just part of the perspective you brought to the stories. You do good work. After the last show airs, I'll miss a good news show, period."
And that's it for letters. Please keep your comments coming over the next few weeks.
And to write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you choose News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Sasha, thank you very much.
No problem, Tony.
That's our show for today. Glad you could join us. To listen or subscribe, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org, or the blog at nprnewsandviews.org. Tomorrow, renewable energy, reduced emissions, resource conservation. Candidate Obama made sweeping green promises. How will he keep those? We'll look at his environment and energy agenda.